Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's a very large chicken thawing in my fridge right now, Heather. Not a turkey, a chicken. This Thanksgiving is gonna be off the rails.
Is it just me, or are we on day 6 of Black Friday?
It does seem to be a week-long thing now. I remember the first time I heard the term Giving Tuesday. Like, what? We're still giving? More giving? I mean, giving is great. I want to give, but we're just inventing things now.
And only in America do people shop till they drop exactly one day after giving all the thanks for what they already have.
Oh boy, have such a good day. World, welcome back.
Such a good day. Have such
wow,
a good day.
Wow, Heather, we're like, you know, we're like Daft Punk out here.
I think we're both over-caffeinated, and I'm very jittery this morning. Yes, welcome to the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. It's kind of like cheap therapy, therapy that won't set you back. Welcome to the show. We are so happy to have you on this holiday week. How y'all doing?
Yeah, how you doing out there? I've been thinking about, well, besides the very large chicken in the fridge, which, by the way, is way less than a turkey. Just if anybody is like, I like chicken, I eat chicken a lot, what's the big diff? You and I have something in common. It's like, a very large chicken, a nice chicken from Whole Foods for like $15.
Mm-hmm.
It's not $40. It's not, you know, this is, I mean, you got to cook it. So there's that.
And I feel like turkey can be kind of dry sometimes.
Turkey can be very dry.
It can be drier in general than chicken. Even if you ground turkey can be just like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm a fan of turkey.
Then there's poor turkeys
I don't eat
out there.
A ton of it. I mean, unless it's sort of like sliced, sandwich stuff.
Well, and if puts you to sleep and chicken doesn't.
I don't know. Chicken has tryptophan or if that's just turkey. I'm not aware.
Yeah, I'm not sure
I think
either.
It's people always go, "Well, you know, it's the tryptophan." I'm like, "No, it's because you ate four huge meals and then sat down to watch football and fell asleep. That's what happened."
I will say the other day I was thinking about all the turkeys that are being bought and then previously slaughtered, and it kind of bummed me out. I was like, I've always just been an animal lover, and I was vegan for a long time, not anymore, and I often think about doing it again because of how much I love animals, but I know it wouldn't move the needle very much if I stopped eating turkeys.
It wouldn't, but that's what we always say about, well, I'm just one person. I can't make a difference. It's like, well, if everybody did that, then it would make a big difference.
True.
I have given up trying to convince people to eat the way that I eat. And, I eat like shit a lot of times. But I also, I'm vegetable centric. I need my veggies. If I don't have veggies for a couple of days, I feel like I'm going crazy. You know, give me cruciferous.
Oh,
give me arugula.
Like.
Give me cabbage. I don't care. Give me a big old zucchini.
Give me a rutabaga. I mean,
root vegetables, it's like the only way that my brain works. If I were to just eat chips and salsa, which I would like to do, in theory, every day.
Well, that's vegetables, sort of.
I know my limits, but I'm with you on the, in theory, being vegan is a great idea. In practice, I don't know. That would be hard. It would be possible. I know I could do it, but I don't know how much I would enjoy it.
Thinking about it makes my eye twitch. Yeah. In fact, I'm on day two of an eye twitch.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, is it too much caffeine? I didn't sleep that well last night. I just kind of like woke up early, wide awake, but also really tired. It was weird. It was not a great feeling. But this eye twitch is just making me crazy.
Oh, I haven't had one of those in a while, but I know the feeling. I mean, there are various muscle twitches that I get, every so often. In a shoulder or a calf or, whatever.
Sure.
But the eye twitch. Because that's the one where sometimes you'll be talking to somebody and you don't want to be like, sorry, let me interrupt you and talk about my eye twitch, but you feel like they can see it.
No, yeah, it's worse thinking they can see it because then it makes you feel like a crazy person.
Well, or that you have to like tell everybody about it. Like, hey, if my eye is twitching, like, I know, I'm aware. Sorry.
Yeah, and half the time they don't see it and they're like, okay, dude, yeah, whatever.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me during a, like a video show or something where I'm like, everyone's gonna, the audience will write in later and be like, Sarah's got really wonky eyes, like something terrible is happening to her brain and nobody ever notices.
You know what's maybe a little weirder than the eye twitch, Sarah, is the nose, like the side of the nose twitch. Have you ever had that?
No, I don't think so.
That is strange. Where you're like, huh, yeah, that makes you feel even more maniacal than the eye twitch.
The only thing that, the eye twitch is probably the worst one. The only thing that I know it's some sort of, going back to food, an allergy thing on some level, is that sometimes my ears itch. They're not twitching.
Oh, yeah, I get that sometimes too.
But they itch in a...
Like on the inside.
Yeah, like it's like you can't...
Yeah,
like
totally.
No Q-tip is
going
to help with this. It's like it just feels itchy.
Well, you're not supposed to use Q-tips in your ears.
Well, I don't... I'm very...
You stay surface.
It just makes a shower feel complete to me. But yes, I know it's
Q-tips
can make it worse
and,
if you're not if you're going too crazy. But it's like, oh, sometimes there's like an itchy ear thing that it's like an inner ear itch. Oh, got it.
Totally. Makes me want to die. The only way you can get it is like put your finger in there and like jostle it around, you know?
And like, even that, like the finger
look,
is like.
Then you look even crazier.
Like my ear canal, like the finger only does so much. God, my ears are itching just talking about this. I'm sorry to everybody who also has itchy ears. But I remember when I was a real little kid. This was not a problem I had, although I had like crazy hay fever allergies. Friend of mine, when she drank milk, would get itchy ears. We're like 7 years old. So this is a really long time ago. Mm-hmm. But I remember it was like, Nadine cannot have milk or her ears are going to itch. And, you know, it was just something I thought was like, oh, that's like so like specific and weird. And now I'm like, oh, man, I know it. I feel it. I hope I'm not allergic to milk. I really don't drink or eat a lot of dairy in general. Well, sometimes I
well,
do
I actually,
eat a lot of cheese.
I thought I was allergic to maybe dairy or wheat. You know, sometimes getting a little itchy after dinner. But my food panel that I got recently came totally clear. I'm not allergic to like any seafood.
Well, that's a relief.
You know, any milk. It's kind of great. Yeah, I was actually sort of thinking maybe something would pop up. I would like to get the more thorough where it, like it tests you for, it'll go deeper, like avocados and bananas and I don't like very specific items, nightshades, you know, that kind of thing. But
well, I know we're going to talk a little bit more about allergies later in the show, but I thought I would take you all on a little journey that I had yesterday to Kaiser Hospital. Now, I was not going there in any sort of emergency mode. I just had a pre-existing appointment with my oncology team. I am at this point kind of just coasting. No news is good news, but they want to see me every few months. And, you know, just,
I mean,
of course, it's like I prefer somebody to want to see me rather than me just floating out into the wind by myself. Anyway, My main oncology doctor, so not a surgeon, not a plastic surgeon, because I've had, you know, I don't know. My oncology department spans many areas. This is just a straight up medical oncologist. This is like, what does Sarah need to be taking for the rest of her life to make sure she never gets sick again? And we have had, you know, some hits and misses over the last couple of years. So my actual doctor, she has a team, and one of her RNs, I don't know exactly, but she's a nurse of some kind, but works in oncology and has for like 30 years. She was that was who my appointment was with. I've never met her before, and you know I came in, how you doing? You know, little just kind of like. Little lump and bump test, nothing crazy. Didn't have to even get into a gown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's looking at my chart and she's like, well, you've had a very interesting couple of years. And I was like, yeah, no shit. What else can I provide you information wise? You know, cause I'd kind of like to get back home and take my dog on a walk. And she was, and I know this is like, you know, patient confidentiality and, you know, I wouldn't say her name or anything. It was almost as if, because I've had a little, let's call it mood stabilization issues, you know, over the last few months, you know, getting on a regular course of medical treatment. Did not have a great summer, you know, lots of tears. For not a great reason, mm-hmm. type thing. And she was like, it was like, I like to think of it this way. It probably was just random. But I feel like she was given to me, like, Sarah Lane might be a difficult patient. And so she's going to go and see. We're gonna give Sarah to our sort of therapist, pep talker, slash person who can prescribe medication. She was like, she was like an angel. You know, we were like holding hands and, you know, kind of talking through things. She has had her own medical issues, which are different from mine, but were, you know, fairly dramatic. even though she works in the healthcare sector. And, you know, like at one point I was sort of like, oh, I think I'm going to cry, you know, and she's like, I've got tissues. I'll cry too. And, you know, we were like,
aww.
It was like such a funny, weird,
that's cute.
Yeah. Like moment. And the details are, again, you know, they're mine, but it was a very just like therapeutic 30 minutes of my life, give or take. Then she was like, well, you got to go upstairs and get blood taken. And I was like, ah, right now? And she's like, yeah, got to do it. I'm like, all right. So here's where my story gets fun. Because I know that's not that interesting, what I told you until now. So when I was doing chemo, about like 48 hours before each chemo session, I had to go get blood taken because they wanted to make sure white blood cell, red blood cell, the counts were in congruence with being okay after a chemo session, because it's, you know, going to deplete your body of a lot of stuff that you need to fight off infection, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I never had an issue with that. I mean, I didn't like to do it, but I never had my blood come back and then be like, well, you can't do chemo tomorrow. I got close a couple times, but I was always within the range where they were comfortable not changing my schedule, which was very important to me because I wanted it to be over as soon as possible. So on my last blood draw of that cycle, which would have been in February of this year, so, you know, almost a year ago, I was in there. It was never really that much of a hassle for me to go. But the woman who took my blood said, you're in oncology, right? And I said, yeah. And she goes, you know, you've got a card. Like, you can always just, like, be first in line, always. Like, we even have, like, a set of stairs, like, where you can come up from oncology and just, like, totally, like, skip the line. I was like, well, if all goes well, I never have to do this again because this is my last time. But good to know. I don't know why anybody didn't tell me that. That's like, you know, it's like, you know, getting in front of the line at Disneyland, honestly, at this point in my life. And she was like, yeah, well, I don't know why anybody didn't tell you either. I'm like, a lot of things I wonder about healthcare systems. But thank you for the tip. If I ever have to do this again, I'll remember this. So anyway, yesterday, after being told, go up, you know, go upstairs, go to the lab, I was like, all right, it's cancer card time, because I didn't think I was going to do this. And I'm somewhat in a hurry for other things in my day. So I go upstairs, you know, I take a number. I know all places are different, but Kaiser, which is the hospital that I go to, I mean, the blood lab is like, I mean, there's hundreds of people on there. It's a big operation, and people are there for all sorts of reasons, whatever. You know, we all just smile and nod to each other and don't ask questions. Anyway, I get a number. My number gets called, sort of like at the DMV. Your number gets called, and then you go in, you know, to the particular station you've been assigned to. And you can tell as I get up and walk in that a bunch of people, like sometimes like, you know, some of them are like women with screaming babies on their laps are looking at me like, wait, she just got here. What's she going in there for? So I sit down at the station, you know, the blood lab station, which that's like far away from the waiting room at this point. And she's kind of, you know, looking at my card and looking at my ID. And she goes, well, wait a second. I don't know why we called you so quickly. There's a lot of people in here today. And there's kind of a long line. I think there might have been a mistake. And I was like, yeah, but I just came downstairs, upstairs from oncology. And she's like, yeah, well, okay. What's your name? You know, and it's like looking me up in the system. And I was like, yeah, I've got this card. And I like take it out like a magician or something. And I give it to her. And she's like, say no more. All right. Took the blood. I was out in like 30 seconds from then. You know, it went real fast.
Amazing.
And it was like, wow. This is one of those things where it's like, I don't actually like things like skipping in line at all. And I didn't feel like triumphant that somebody had to wait slightly longer because I did that. But I was like, you know, I never got to do this because I was told too late. I never got to do this before. Mm-hmm. And I felt invincible, Heather. I felt like the Hulk. Like I like walked out of there like, Let's bump some Rihanna and get this party started.
Well, there's got to be something. It's one good thing about having cancer.
Yes,
I guess,
right? It is the smallest silver lining. The thinnest.
Very, very small. Yes. But
yes. But it worked. Well, it worked.
I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
It can be really grueling waiting in line to get your blood drawn, because that's when I start to get faint, because I can't stop thinking about it. Like, oh, my turn's coming up. Like, I just want to get this over with, you know. And the longer you wait, the more you spiral. So that is a really big perk.
Yeah, it is. Sure.
Well, I'm glad you're of good health, Sarah.
Thank you. Blood work a little TBD, but we're not in a position where we're, you know, all that worried about it. There's stuff to, you know, I'm not really ever going to, you know, when people say, I know we've talked about this on the show before, where people say, oh, so are you like cancer free? It's like, no, I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, I don't really understand why some people get the clean bill of health and they just like go on with their lives and it's in the past. That's not really how it works, at least with my kind of cancer. You just maintain, moderate, you know, check in every so often. And again, no news is good news. So all good.
Well, this is a good week to celebrate, Sarah.
Indeed.
A lot of things to celebrate.
A week to give thanks, one might say.
We have to give thanks. One thing not to celebrate is Black Friday. Boy, is it mayhem, Sarah. I can't believe how ridiculous we've gotten. Emails have gone totally bonkers. Like, I literally have like probably quadruple the amount of emails in the morning that I normally do. Obviously, part of it is my fault. I need to unsubscribe more. But I get it. You're having a huge sale, huge early access. It's epic. Biggest sale of the year. 25%, 50%, 30%. Calm down. It's so much of a post-apocalyptic shop to you drop society these days, all about sales. These gift guides, I mean, the holiday gift guides are off the chain. I've never seen anything like it. I remember there being like The Strategist would have one, maybe the New York Times, Goop, you know, sort of the usual suspects. But I feel like everybody has their opinion now on what you should buy your husband or your daughter or your friend who has everything. I remember when people would stand in line like overnight, like physically at like a Best Buy to get the deals. I'm kind of dating myself, but does this happen still? I don't really know, because everything is on the internet. It's a crazy time. It feels like, well, it doesn't feel like it did start early this year. It started a week in advance, I believe. And I even Googled it because I was like, what?
Isn't Black Friday the day after Thanksgiving? Start? Like, why are we talking about it? I'm with you.
I was confused.
Yeah. Because again, you know, I feel like there are a lot of, holidays that are completely tied to consumption. And this is not new. We did not invent this in 2023. But it makes me confused, where I'm like, is Black Friday just like a state of mind? Or is it like a day? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty wild how quickly it started. I was truly confused. And so I Googled it. And of course, it just said, historically, you know, Black Friday happens day after Thanksgiving on the 24th. And I'm like, but I put like 2023, because I'm like, it started sooner. Like, it did. Like, I know it did. But with all that being said, you know, there's things that we can do to avoid the craziness and the eye twitches. I've been unsubscribing as much as I can from everything. There's like a handful of brands that I'm kind of dedicated to for one reason or another. You know, that can be like, I don't know, a good lamp, you know, cool hats, I don't know, art, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I have definitely indulged in a big sale here and there, but I probably wouldn't have if I hadn't been subscribed to so many. So it's kind of my own damn fault, and also good marketing, y'all out there. But sometimes the like report spam button doesn't do the trick, you know, because you'll still get those emails. At least that's been my experience. you know, it doesn't always kill it altogether. You've got to like physically unsubscribe your email, open up a browser, go to their website, do all that. I'm noticing such a difference where I'm still getting stuff, but it's like maybe 50% cleaned up. And oh, it's a good feeling, you know, and I really do feel like it's a vicious cycle because I won't even be thinking about something and it will remind me that I have something in my cart, or it will remind me of this thing I don't need, but then I'm like, ooh, but it's so great, you know? And then it's, yeah. So I'm really trying to figure out how to balance it and not be totally unsubscribed to certain things that I enjoy, but also, you know, try to avoid that like really easy click with your credit card saved and all that. I'd like to know from y'all out there, do you give in on Black Friday? Are you a shop till you drop kind of guy, gal, or are you more of a turkey indulger? And then you don't shop, you just eat more turkey
or
sandwiches.
Maybe you're a dual, you know, turkey and shop.
Yeah, maybe you like both.
Yeah.
Email us at hyatthavesuchagoodday.com.
Tell us about your shopping habits after the tryptophan kicks in, okay? We would like to hear about
Please
that.
Please do. Early and often.
I'm with you, Heather. With very few exceptions, I am an unsubscriber. I have a few newsletters that I do care about. I don't even read all of them, but I don't want to unsubscribe. It's good info. And I also have a linen sheet company, because you know how I love my linen sheets, that sends me like, I'm not even kidding, like 4 emails a day. And it's always like, use code LINEN20 to get 20% off. And then I ignore it. And then it's like, use code LINEN30 to get 30% off. Where I'm like, well, I mean, how far are we going
to
go?
Or come back to your cart for 10%.
Yeah.
They like just really
like,
coerce
okay,
you.
You know, offer ends at midnight. Use LINEN40 for 40% off. Where I'm like, well, what if I had like, you know, pulled the trigger on the 20? Then I would have like not saved as much money. Like, what is wrong with you people? Jeez, you got to move some sheets.
It's out of hand.
It is out
it's
of hand.
It's out of hand. You got to move some sheets. But do you think people still line up like at Macy's and Best Buy? I mean, does that even happen?
I really have no idea. That's never something that I've been... that has appealed
I've
to
never
me.
Done that personally.
No, like, you know, like running around Toys R Us to like get a Cabbage Patch Kid or whatever. You know, I don't know. That just sounds...
Oh, I did that back in the day. But
I mean, maybe my grandma did, because she's the one who got me a Cabbage Patch once, which is probably in a box somewhere in this very garage that I'm sitting in. thanks, Mom, for not throwing away any of my toys. They were supposed to be for my children, and look where that got us. But yeah, no, the Black Friday thing, I feel like maybe post-pandemic, it's just not a thing anymore. Oh, another thing I wanted to mention, when I was at the hospital yesterday, you know, just doing my stuff, again, nothing crazy, but it's a very large facility with a lot of people there for a lot of reasons. Everybody was wearing a mask. Now, Kaiser, as well as I believe, this is in California, so your state may vary, or, you know, where you are in the world. But I believe it was a nationwide thing. The mask mandate was dropped, I think it was May. No, it was actually earlier than that, because I remember the first time I went there and other people weren't wearing masks. And it was like April. And they said, well, I mean, do if you want, but you don't have to. And so I was sort of like, you know, over the last couple of months, like, wow, it's like, isn't that crazy that I can be in my own hospital and people aren't wearing masks? I mean, all the healthcare workers are still, just because they're, you know, they have to be there all day. That makes sense to me. But as a patient, it was something where it was like, all right, I kind of feel like this is just real life again. Anyway, I walked in there yesterday, look around, and the way that I had to go into this particular area of the hospital leads me by a very busy pharmacy where a lot of people are just waiting in line, sitting around, and, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, everybody was wearing masks, and I thought, I probably should have brought one, but I like don't really have a mask in my pocket at the ready these days.
So you were the only one without one?
I was not the only one without one, but it was to the point where, like, I looked around, I felt weird, and I went back to the front desk that's closest to, you know, my entry, and I said, do you have an extra mask? And she says,
they usually do.
And she did. Yeah. I mean, it's Kaiser. But okay. But I just didn't really think about it. And all of a sudden I was like, flu season, you know, I mean, I don't want to hurt anybody. And I also don't want to be hurt. It's not a big deal to wear a mask. I just hadn't done it in a while. And yeah, I mean, there's signs everywhere. Like, we strongly suggest, but it's not mandatory type thing. And I'm like, you know what? This is not hard for me to do. It just makes me feel better. So, you know, little bit of it, it felt a little bit like, gosh, oh no, you know, are we reverting back to the yesteryear that none of us want to revisit? And I think it's really kind of time of year, and you know, people just kind of get sick when the weather gets cold.
My neighbors just had COVID. I mean, there's a lot of people that I know who have just recovered from it. So yeah, it is the season indeed.
Tis the season. Well, tis also the season for something wrong to happen to my car, Heather. Now, I like to joke that I bought a lemon being a car that just consistently breaks down. My car is really, it's a great car. I love it. It's a Volvo. I never had a Volvo before. I love this car. I run it kind of hard, you know, my dog's in the backseat most of the time, you know, there's dog hair everywhere. I'm not the best driver and I hit a curb here and there type stuff. And, you know, over the years, it was sort of like, my car is not that old. It's, I don't know, 5 years old almost by now. But yeah, I mean, it's relatively new car. And, you know, a little ding, a little bump. Then sort of like a larger ding, then sort of like some body work needs to be, you know, handled, et cetera, et cetera. Which I recently did a whole thing. So outwardly, the car looks great. I mean, you know, you take it through a car wash and it looks darn new, you know, besides a little scrape here and there. The other day I'm driving and my car, I'm sure your car does this as well, Heather, pretty much all modern cars do, is like, hey, you know, your front right tire is low. You know, like tire pressure thing, you know, in my center console where I'm like, whatever, I don't know. I'll just pretend that didn't happen and keep driving. And I saw some people at the, grocery store where I was at. And these guys, this is like early in the morning. And he was like, yeah, your tire's low. And I was like, is it? Like, how do you see that? Yeah, he goes, well, I can tell. And I was like, that's funny because my car told me the same thing. Maybe it really is low, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, do I have a hole in my tire? I've got this thing in the car where you just go like start auto pressure thing. And then it like, I don't know, does tire pressure things. And then it says, okay, you're fine. So I did that. But then I've also noticed recently that since I got some extensive body work done in my car, which is, again, like 6 months ago, my car wants to pull to the right. It's not crazy, but you know that feeling where you're like, oh, not that you want to, like, ever drive hands-free. I mean, unless you're doing some autonomous thing, which is not what I'm talking about. But you can kind of, like, you're going to go straight on a straight road for a short amount of time if you had to, like, I don't know, reach for a Kleenex or something, right? Mm-hmm. My car is not allowing me to do that. I mean, if my hands are not, you know, kind of veering left a little bit the whole time, it's going to veer right. So I'm like, oh, there's some wheelbase thing. Did I ruin it with the tire pressure the other day? I don't know. I don't know how these things work. I don't even know what my engine looks like. I've never looked at it. And so there's like these, just like these little things here and there. There's also, and again, I know, first world problem, big time. And I am thankful for my car. Volvo, love ya. But another thing is that it, I've got sensors, right? So it's like, if you get too close to, you know, when you're backing up, you know, you've got your beep, 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 you know, to let you know that you're going to hit something if you're not paying attention. And, you know, the video as well. And then I've also got that in like the front front, left, and right-hand sides so that, I don't know, if you're making a crazy U-turn or something, you know, you're not going to, you know, hit a center divide. Mm-hmm. Well, something in my car now is just, like, hypersensitive. So it's like, at any stoplight, if there's a car next to me in the next lane, totally in their lane, not, we're not in any danger of hitting each other, my car is like, beep, 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 beep. There's something on the right-hand side of you. And every time it freaks me out because I think, oh, is there like a bicyclist? You know, or something that actually is really, really close to me that I haven't seen. No, there's something just going on with my sensors.
Yeah, your computer's kind of fritzing a little bit.
My computer's, it's having a problem. So I'm like, oh, man.
It's funny. That happened to me the other day where I was just in my lane stopping at a red light and I was like far away from any other car and it did that beeping thing. And it put on the rear like camera, and I'm like, huh? Like nothing is there. I think sometimes it just gets confused. Also, I was told when it rains, it kind of can mess up the sensors.
That's possible. It's rained a lot around here recently, so yeah, that might be part of it.
Yeah,
it's just jarring. You know, it's not even really. I would not even consider. I mean. Feeling like I'm well aware of every other vehicle / pedestrian, stroller, dog, anything that's around me is a good thing, you know? I mean, the last thing we all want is to not be cognizant of, you know, who else is...
Or a cute little fox.
Yeah, like you want to, you know, you want to be a defensive and very aware driver. Totally.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
But my car is getting to the point where it's like... All right. Let's just take a chill pill, man. Cause you're making me stress.
Well, you know, my car I bought as a pre-owned, but I'm on like a payment plan and I can either buy it altogether in a few months. So I got an email saying, here's our new inventory, Heather, you know, pick out another car, you know, before that your time is up in February or whatever. And I can't believe the time is up already, but, so my whole thing is like, I don't know what to do because I want to get an electric, but I'm not quite ready. We've talked about this before. It's like, do I get a hybrid? Yeah. The car thing is definitely going to be, I don't even know if it's worth buying a car anymore, you know, because then, I mean, my car is already feeling really analog compared to where cars are at now, you know, in terms of like buttons, like cars are like coming without buttons now. It's all going to be, you know, screens and everything. And so I love my car, but...
Well, but, you know, there are a lot of even, you know, car aficionados, car enthusiasts who say, ugh, bring back the buttons, you know?
I totally love a good button. I think we've covered this in the show, but the other thing is I don't even really like the... Like, I don't like how the new models are looking more and more like space-like, you know, like I just don't like it. I miss car shapes from the 70s, you know? So I'm like, maybe I should just buy my car because it's only going to go kind of downhill for me. I just feel like I don't need a super duper duper high tech car.
Right.
And I feel like you're not going to have a choice. It's going to be whatever's out there, whatever's hooked up to a computer, whatever is easiest to manufacture. I mean, I don't know. But it's an interesting thing because I guess maybe this happens as you age, as you kind of get more attached to something that you were maybe used to growing up with.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's becoming a little bit more like it's too evolved. I'm like, slow down. Anyway, cars, money pits, necessary evils. But real quick, I just want to mention, don't want to tell a long story about this, but I did recently get a revised allergy test because of, you know, just wondering if I was allergic to certain new things up in the Northlands that I wasn't used to since I lived in SoCal in the desert for a long time, which I also had allergies there too. It's really hard to pinpoint like what is what you're sensitive to. And there's so many things, right? And then people will just say, doctors will just say, just stop eating something for a month and then reintroduce it. And it's like, that is really difficult to do. Like really difficult. Cause what if you happen to reintroduce it, but like, it wasn't that like triggered, like, it's just, it's like anything I don't even know why you get allergy tests because the one I recently got could be totally wrong. I got a blood test, which, you know, both the skin and the blood tests have their own, they both can give you false negatives. And I opted for the blood test because the last time I got the skin test, it didn't, they tested my skin before they did the test and it didn't react. And so something in my system was not letting the skin test work. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just like, you know, I'm just going to do this. Let's just get really, specific here. I want like specific results. Well, the last one I got was 10 years ago and I was like not allergic to cats or dogs or anything of major importance. The only thing was this hazelnut allergy I've supposedly had for 10 years, which was new to me in my early 40s. And then trees and grass and dust and some of the, you know, standard stuff. This one came back, you know, very high to dust mites, very high to certain trees, grasses, and very highly allergic to cats and dogs. And the funny thing is over the past few years, every time I've had a big allergy attack, my boyfriend would always say jokingly, oh, you're probably allergic to your cats. And I'd be like, shut up. I am not. Right. I know I'm not because I got this test 10 years ago. And, you know, it's high probability that it would be wrong. But like, why even bother testing if it's going to be, it has, there's so much possibility that you're going to have this false negative. So I either am very allergic to my animals or I'm not. I don't really know. Yeah, just life, you and your curveballs. You're crazy. And
well, and the,
I'm going to continue living with animals. So there.
I know that is always the outcome that, you know, when someone suggests like might be cats, I'm like, well, I guess I'll just be allergic then. Because, you know,
yeah,
they're
exactly.
not.
Exactly. I'm not going to get rid of my cats.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
And I'm
going
to get a dog. I'm getting a dog at some point. It's going to happen. And I'm probably going to be allergic to it. And I'm going to put my face in its belly. And it's just, that's the way it's going
to
be.
There is somebody, I don't remember what friend of mine is allergic to dogs. Now, cat allergy is pretty common.
More common. Yeah.
And I don't remember who it is. I mean, I wouldn't say it out loud anyway. But, you know, just my brain is working. But I remember being like allergic to dogs. I mean, who's allergic to a dog? I guess when I was a kid, my dog, there was always a family dog who had a dog house outside. I mean, the dog would come inside, but it was kind of an outdoor dog. And so maybe that just, it never really resonated with me that yes, dog hair can be an allergy thing, just like cat hair, dander, you know, all, you know, animals in general. Also are, you know, as obviously you know, and I know too, allergies change over the years. Hormones change.
They do.
You know, just, it's just for body sure. makeup changes in a variety of ways. I mean, my hay fever as a kid was so bad that, you know, I would just, you know, there were just days where it was just like a blackout day. Like I couldn't really get out of bed and couldn't do anything. Totally disruptive. Can't stop sneezing. My back hurts. You know, it really sucks. Now, if you experience that now, I am so sorry because at some point I grew out of it. I don't have it anymore, but I have skin allergies and various other kind of weird things that I didn't used to have. So it like morphed into something. I didn't really like grow out of allergies. I just got them in different ways. So maybe the cat and dog thing is something that you will also think of, you know, at some point is that crappy era where you were allergic to your cats. I don't know.
Yeah. It's so strange. It's like, and then another big thing, and then we can wrap up this very show, is I'm not allergic to hazelnuts anymore, which is like, okay, I know. I'm like, how is that possible? It's just so strange. Anyway, I'm not going to, they told me don't go on and start eating, you know, Nutella or anything, but you know, I still should steer clear, but come on. Like, it just feels a little bit hilarious, actually. You know, like, I just don't really understand how something could be so, go so extreme.
Well, and for anybody who's like, food allergy, whatever, like, Heather's hazelnut allergy was like life or death. you know, like there were a couple times where it was like EpiPen situation, like hospital, like it was... You, the idea that you'd be like, well, maybe I reintroduced hazelnuts, you know, like slowly is like kind of scary, right? After how much you had to like really, really worry about it and make sure that it wasn't in a, you know, a brownie or a piece of cake or something.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It's craziness. Anyway, y'all write in and tell us about your allergies. We'd like to know the intricate details of your health.
Yes. Yes. Animal you life. Don't have to send us your blood work, okay? But if you want to talk about allergies or health or, a new dog that Heather should get sooner than later. I mean, I already have, like, I like little shelter dogs all over the country, Heather, and I just do a little like save for later, but I'm not going to do that to you because that's a personal journey. But I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the next phase.
I can't either. I'm like, what kind of dog am I going to get? All right. We're going to wrap this puppy up. Thanks y'all for listening. All y'all in the Discord, we're having a fun conversation. If you have any interest in joining our Discord at the $5 and up level on Patreon, please do. It's really, really fun. We're talking about traveling and being stuck in train stations and...
you know, the fun
and
stuff.
And all kinds of other fun stuff.
Yes. And Heather's mentioned it, but I will again. Do email us early and often. hi@havesuchagoodday.com. And just a reminder that we love our patrons. We love all of you that aren't patrons. If you're on the fence thinking, you know, maybe it's giving season for me, I could become a patron. We'd love to have you. Find out more at patreon.com/havesuchagoodday. And thanks to Stephen, who gave us a little raise on Patreon. We really appreciate that. It warms my cold black heart, Stephen.
It really, really does, especially on this wild ride of a Thanksgiving Black Friday, second week of Black Friday week.
Second of many, apparently.
Hopefully we'll survive and we'll see you next week. Until then, I will remain Heather Eva.
And I will be Sarah for... the chicken I'm about to eat on Thursday.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.